the UK has reached a tipping point. The outrage over the secret arrest and imprisonment of Tommy Robinson. He's a citizen journalist who dared to report outside the courtroom of a case where Muslim child sex traffickers / pedophiles / groomers were being prosecuted, which is rare, by the way, for essentially pedophilia. Look, in the Muslim culture, they buy and sell children, and they rape little children, 9 and 10 years old. And the governments of Western Europe are now legalizing all of that behavior, and they're legalizing rape of women, and they're legalizing sexual assault against women, and they're criminalizing anyone who dares report about what is happening. And that's Tommy Robinson. And he was reporting at the front of the court about this Muslim pedophile case. Essentially, that's what it is. And the UK police arrested him, took him to court, had a 3-minute hearing, and sentenced him to 13 months of prison. And then they ordered the entire media to have a total blackout on the story. I mean, whoa, and all these stories disappeared from across the Daily Mail. Even Breitbart stories disappeared because Breitbart has a UK branch. And if it wasn't for the independent media, this story would be completely covered up. InfoWars has been leading the coverage on this, and they've been interviewing some of the people there, like the cameraman of Tommy Robinson. And the cameraman, even he was scared of being arrested and really couldn't say as much as he wanted to say. The tyranny, the oppression, the censorship is out of control, and it's all to protect the pedophilia and to protect the Muslim culture. And I tell you what, there's a tipping point that has been reached. The people of the UK and also people of Germany and people of Hungary and people in France and many other places, they are fed up. They now recognize that their countries are being overrun with Muslims who are pretending to be refugees and pretending to be, you know, innocent people. And then they come in and they assault the women and they molest children, and some of them are engaged in child sex trafficking. And one of the reasons the UK government keeps covering this up is because the UK is led by a bunch of criminal pedophiles. The judges, the lawmakers, the bureaucrats, a very high percentage of them, even royalty, are pedophiles. And they depend on the Muslim child sex trafficking to deliver them fresh meat, so to speak, so they can continue to have little child sex slaves locked up in their basements and prey on them at will. And you know, kill them after they've had their time with them, whatever they're doing, and then buy some new children, you know, young children, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. And there's a rampant child sex trafficking across Western Europe right now. And it's not just Muslims, but it's predominantly Muslim groups that are involved in this sex trade. The UK government has become so evil now, and the same is true of the deep state elements of the U.S. government. The people in power across our world, like Soros and others, are so steeped in evil and human trade and human trafficking and suffering and the exploitation of innocent people. It is so out of control. And now I think this Tommy Robinson situation is finally waking people up who have been in denial. People are waking up and finally realizing, oh my God, this is bad. That they throw this guy in prison for being a citizen journalist, and then they issue a blackout order across the entire national media, and the media complies. They yank hundreds of stories. I mean, when can you ever remember a crime that is illegal to report? That even journalists would be thrown in prison for reporting the fact that another citizen is being thrown in prison. When does that ever happen? The UK government is out of control. The UK government is steeped in evil. protecting pedophiles, protecting human trafficking, and criminalizing those who dare to report on it? I tell you what, if I were in the UK right now, if I were a UK citizen, which of course I'm not, if I were, I'd be part of the rising up. There needs to be a populist revolution against the criminality, the corruption, the child trafficking, all these things that are being done by the powerful elite in the UK. And some of that's also happening, by the way, in the U.S. as well. There are elements in Washington, D.C. that are just as much a part of it. But we're talking about the U.K. right now. And every good citizen who dares to blow the whistle on these heinous crimes against children, those citizens are thrown in prison without a trial? It was a 3-minute proceeding. No chance to present any defense. No chance to call a lawyer, hire a lawyer to achieve discovery, to even hear the charges laid against you. I mean, you talk about a kangaroo court. It's unreal. You can be dragged off the streets of the UK, hauled before a court, condemned to 13 months in prison in 3 minutes without any defense, without any proper hearing. And reportedly, the judge was just smirking and smiling and so happy that the judge could lock up Robinson and silence him to protect the pedophile Muslim groups. Because that's what the UK has become now. I'm telling you, if you're a British citizen listening to this, you've lost your country. You lost World War II, in essence. I mean, you defeated the Nazis, and then you just sat back and you let the Muslim fascists come right on in and take over your country. They've taken over London. They've taken over the court system. They've taken over the law, the lawmakers, the bureaucracy. They've taken over, and now it is illegal to criticize a Muslim group in the UK. Illegal. You, the British citizens, you will be thrown in jail for daring to report on a trial about Muslims being involved in pedophilia. Now, you are the criminal. You have lost your country. And you have shamed the memory of your ancestors who fought and died in World War II and World War I. You have spat on their graves, effectively, by not standing up. I mean, when I say you, I mean the British citizens who have been asleep all this time. They have not stood up. They have not fought for their country. They have not protected their borders. They have not defended their culture. And as a result, they have been overrun. You have lost your country. And I'm not sure you can get it back. Western Europe may have already fallen. It may be past the point of protecting. Western Europe may be history. It has reached that point where Muslims have basically immunity to all laws. The police don't arrest them when they're raping women in the public squares in Germany or France or places like that. The police just total immunity to the Muslims. And journalists who dare report on the Muslims are locked up and thrown in prison. That's what it has become. It's so far beyond anything I could have imagined even 5 years ago. And yet it is happening. So you need to stay informed. There's a change.org petition that is getting close to 500,000 signatures. It may have already surpassed that by the time you hear this. Go to change.org and search for Tommy Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, I believe. Keep reading it. NewsTarget.com, Infowars.com is covering this. Drudge has had some headlines on it. This is a major, this is the demonstration of how the UK has become the Soviet Union, where there is zero press freedom, and the press has been completely silenced, just utterly silenced, because they're afraid, all the journalists are afraid of being thrown in prison. So you have no free speech, you have no freedom of the press anymore. All you have is a corrupt pedophile government run by a bunch of pedophiles who want to keep their fresh meat, little girls and boys, that they want to keep that little twisted gravy train rolling. And so they cover up all the crimes and they throw the journalists in jail. That's what it has become. Welcome to the United Kingdom. God save the Queen. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.